This rectangular swimming pool, measuring 25 meters by 10, was dug between 1928 and 1935 for Jacques van Hoogaarden, the owner of the chateau at the time. It bears witness to changing habits and a period where sport and leisure were fashionable. In the same spirit, a tennis court was installed some years earlier. This latter, located outside the garden, has completely disappeared. To install the pool, there was no compunction about sacrificing part of the kitchen garden, despite the need for vegetables. The pool was dug at the end of the plot and fringed with a row of trees to give this private space reserved for bathing the necessary intimacy. As the aerial photograph below shows, this screen of vegetation still existed in the early 1980s, as did the alleys leading to the pool. A curious spot to install a swimming pool, you might think. After all, nobody these days would put it in such an isolated position between rows of tomatoes and carrots. At the time, however, although sport was becoming fashionable, it was not yet socially correct among respectable people to show off one's swimwear and perfect tan just a few meters from the windows of one's luxury home. During the Second World War, the German who occupied the chateau still bathed in the pool. At that time, it still had a diving board, a latticework fence around it, and a wooden pavilion consisting of four huts. Today, the pool has been colonized by frogs. So, rather than taking a dip, we suggest that you make your way over to the majestic tulip tree that stands proudly in the center of this former kitchen garden.